is the best fast food item? 651-641-1071. That's it. That's the question. What's the best fast food item? Give us a call on the Colleen and Bradley Show, MyTalk 1071, streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Well, hello.
Why are we asking people what the best fast food item is, Bradley?
Thank you so much for asking. Because the fasties have been announced.
The whatties?
The fasties. The fasties. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the 25th annual Fasty Awards, wherein we talk about not eating for a period of time, otherwise known as fast. No, actually, this has to do with fast food. It's the second annual Fasties. Now, this is the Thrillist website's Fast Food Awards. And they had a panel put together and went through a whole range of fast food items and picked winners. And we can talk about some of them because some of them are a little controversial. But it got me thinking about fast food and who doesn't love to talk fast food, especially on the Colleen and Bradley Show.
Thank you.
Thank you. So the question is, okay, not like what's the best burger, what's the best chicken sandwich? We'll get to those. But for the listener, 651-641-1071, what is the best fast food item? Like, you can only take one with you to wherever you're going, preferably in a drive-thru situation. What is the thing? Like, is it a chalupa? Mm-hmm. Is it a Mexi Melt? Mm. Is it a thing of Burger King's onion rings? What is it for you?
It's hard. This is hard because you got to just commit.
You got to go all in.
Yeah.
I'm going to name it and claim it.
Okay, 651-641-1071. Bradley, are you ready to unleash yours?
I'm going to unleash my item. My it's no surprise.
Is it the Burger King chicken sandwich?
Yes!
Okay, I knew it.
The original, well, I don't know what they call it, but Burger King chicken sandwich, crispy, yummy, formed chicken parts. Mm. Deep-fried and slathered in mayo. Extra mayo, add the cheese. Thank you. That's so mine.
Gosh, I haven't had one of those. I can't even remember.
They're just like where the grease and the mayo drips from your jaw. Oh. Yes, please and thank you. With some floppy iceberg lettuce.
Mm. Yes. Yes, lukewarm. Yes. And then you got to get the onion rings because you can't, you got to.
Or you can do frings.
Oh, I forget that's an half option. Half and
half. Yeah.
Yes, that's the way to do it.
Yeah, half and half, man, with like a chocolate shake. I am in it to win it.
It's been so long.
What are you
going to pick? You know what? I was going to do that, but now I feel like I feel like I need to distinguish myself.
Okay.
And I'm going to say the Mexican pizza.
Oh, yes.
Yes, that is a little bit of everything. And Holly, we have some callers on the line. Who do we have on the line?
Janice is kicking things off.
Hello, hi, Janice. Janice, you can only pick one item. What is the best fast food item?
I like Wendy's chili with cheese, and I'm in the parking lot eating it as we speak.
You don't say.
Oh, my
say.
God, I love it.
It is good. They do have some good chili. And that is unique. You can't get that everywhere.
Do you ask for extra cheese?
Nope. It's got plenty of cheese.
All right.
I've already got it dripping all over my shirt.
Well, to get it in your mouth. thanks for your call, Janice.
I love Wendy's chili.
I do, too. You know, my daughter, the other night, she was like, you know, I don't think I've ever had Wendy's. And I was like, I am failing you
as
a parent.
Yes, you are, ma'am.
So we drove straight through Wendy's. I taught her she just got a cheeseburger and fries and a Frosty. And I taught her how to properly eat fries and a Frosty.
And?
She loved it. She will probably want to go back there all the time, every day. Who else do we have on the line, Holly?
Aaron is
here. Hello, Aaron.
Hi, Aaron.
Aaron, what is the best fast food item?
I don't normally like pretzels, but Culver's has these pretzel nuggets that they just came back with.
What?
You have cheese sauce to dip them in. I think they're deep fried.
Knock it off. What?
Fabulous.
Deep fried pretzel nuggets?
I can't promise you they're deep fried, but they seem like they're deep fried. They're absolutely fabulous.
I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about these, Aaron. Thank you for your call. I am now presently on the Culver's site. They are crispy on the outside and chewy on the inside. Pretzel bites are the ultimate snacking experience. And they are served hot with Wisconsin cheddar cheese Sauce.
I mean,
sauce.
Yeah.
If I had to live inside of a fast food restaurant, it would probably be a Culver's.
Are you looking at these things?
Yeah. Oh. Because they contain all the food groups.
Yeah.
You know, I love the Burger King chicken sandwich, but Culver's, you can get burgers and ice cream.
They have cheese curds at Culver's? Oh,
yeah. Girl.
It's from Wisconsin. Guys, I've only been to Culver's that one time.
Oh. What? Yeah, we did. Almost said a thing.
Yeah, I knew where you were going with that.
We are not going to say that.
Introduced me.
We introduced Colleen to Culver's for the very first time after Project Down and Dirty.
Boot camp
edition.
I remember it fondly.
And it was a pleasure to allow you to have that experience for
the
very first time.
It was exciting for me as well. Wow, they really do have a robust menu.
Oh, they
do. I did not realize. I was told what to eat, and I'm glad I did. But
ooh, chili cheddar fries. That sounds real good right now.
They also have got the flavor of the day.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Do we have any other callers, Holly?
Yeah, let's go to Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Lisa, what is the best fast food item?
It is the Wendy's jalapeno popper chicken sandwich.
Okay.
If you have not had it, you have to have it. It is so good.
Tell me about it. Like, make me feel good about it.
Okay. Well, okay. So it's deep fried chicken patty for starters.
Yeah.
And then they have jalapeno cream cheese on it.
Mm.
And shredded pepper jack cheese, bacon, and I think there's a cheese sauce as well. It's a big giant mess, but it is so good.
Yeah, it doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah, so you have to have it. Like,
all right.
Leave work and go get one.
Okay, thank you, Lisa.
I wonder if my partner has had that because he occasionally likes to secretly drive through places when there are new items up for bid. And that seems like it's right up his alley.
Anyways, it does look really good.
Jalapeno poppers!
By the way, can I just give kudos to Wendy's for getting like the perfect cheese drips in their picture of this thing?
Let's say cheese drips.
But it's like...
Your drippy cheese
it's
is
artful.
Real sexy.
I bet it does not look like that when it comes out the wrapper.
No, but and you don't care.
Who cares? Do we have any other callers, Holly?
Yeah, Jeremy gets the last word.
Jeremy, Jeremy, our final word on this. What is your very favorite fast food item?
Mine would be the potato cakes from Arby's.
Oh, gosh.
I love you.
Did Colleen pay you to call
Jeremy.
In?
No, not this time. She didn't.
Oh my gosh, Jeremy, you are so right. When people try to tell me that they get curly fries when they go to Arby's, I'm like, you're doing it wrong.
And you got to be careful now because the Arby's on Snelling, right by old Armar Mall, they got rid of potato cakes and got curly crinkle fries instead now.
Rude.
That seems
rude and incorrect.
A little.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Jeremy, thank you for your call and thank you for your wisdom in this moment. The world needs you. And I want you to keep going. I'm just saying that salty, crunchy goodness on the outside. Soft, potatoey inside. It's everything.
I mean,
you
I'm
could
grateful
ever
want. For you to have them, but I just love the rings of crisp.
Whatevs.
Seasoned crispies.
Whatevs. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to talk about Kirstie Alley. What's going on with that girl?
Get the Cobra Gang together. This is a mystery we need to solve, girl.
We're going
to
do it when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1.